Let's go ahead while we've got this team here. Let's try to knock off item 13 before we go to a break. So item 13 is PR 2020-5684, EPC site plan sign-off 2021-1516. This is for Mesa del Sol Investments, LLC. And these were amendments to the Level B Community Master Plan and Framework Plan for Mesa del Sol that was reviewed by the Environmental Planning Commission and is here before DRB for final sign-off. The agent is Decker Parrish Sabatini. Mr. Gleason, I assume this is you as well?
Okay. Correct.
Please introduce yourself again for this item.
Will Gleason, Decker Parrish Sabatini, Principal, 7601 Jefferson Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I swear to tell the truth.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you want to give us an update on this case?
Yes, Madam Chair. We have been, as you know, this was delegated from EPC to DRB. We have been working through the sheets that we are proposing to change in the Level B, in the amended Level B plan. From the comments that we received, I understand there's a few pretty minor outstanding edits that we need to make in terms of the exhibits and the language. So I think we're really close on this, and I just stand for questions on this.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 13, which are amendments to the Level B Community Master Plan for Mesa del Sol? Please raise your hand or in Zoom, press star 9 if you're on the phone. Okay. And I should just note that this these amendments cover the entirety of Mesa del Sol. Some of them are triggered by the Netflix campus, but it is the entire Mesa del Sol Level B plan area. I don't see any public wanting to comment, so let's go to board comments. Water Authority.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So we have some outstanding comments on this. Primarily the water and sewer infrastructure that's on this is based upon some revisions in a Stantec report. We had a meeting last week with the engineers from Stantec, and they were working through our comments on that report. And I think we're moving toward a final draft that can be approved by the Water Authority of that report. We want to see that approved. I think they're very close to having that done. We want to see that approved. The actual documents for the Level B, based on that report, there's a couple items that we have listed in terms of the comments we'd like to see addressed. One is on the master water map. There was some confusion as to the lines around the Netflix East Bays. The labeling of those needs to be cleared up in terms of what lines are shown. I think there's a 24-inch that needs to be shown that's not presently listed. As well, there was a main depicted running northeast to the NNSA site, and that was requested to have a label on it to comply with the approved development agreement and other document plans that have been approved. I don't know if that's something that it was not labeled on the latest. And so if there's a reason for it not to be labeled, we need to know that so we can respond accordingly. The sewer, there's tables that were revised to match the sewer. I understand there may be changes to those based upon our review with Stantec last week. We'll want those updated to be the latest and greatest so they match the latest report. And lastly, on the water maps, there was a lot of confusion at the Water Authority regarding which corridor some of those water lines were in. And there's no road name labels at all on these maps. And we think it would be extremely helpful, particularly north of the Netflix area, for some of those east-west roads to have at least one or two labels so we know what we're talking about in terms of where these lines are going. That has not been added. So if that could be added, that would help us out tremendously on those maps. That is all we have for comments. I'd be happy to answer any questions on those. Key thing being, get us a final copy of the Stantec report, and then we can approve, you know, okay, that's been approved. This document's based upon that. We're good to go. So I think that's primary thing. There are some other touch-ups I just mentioned. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
And this is Will Gleason, DPS. Mike, I don't know if you have any comments on that.
This is Mike Velasquez with Bohannon Houston. Thank you, Blaine, for those comments, and we will work to address those.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mike. I should have done this.
Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston, 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I swear to tell the truth.
Okay, that's payback for making me read all those vacation numbers twice.
I deserved it.
Go ahead.
Again, Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston. Thank you, Blaine, for those comments, and we'll work to address those. You're absolutely right in that there are some revisions to the tables that need to be updated based off the most recent Stantec report. And we're working closely with them to not only get you that report, but also make those necessary modifications. And I might be presumptuous without hearing some of the other comments, but hopefully this would be those comments would be benign enough to be able to take delegation as a part of this approval process. And I know that's premature without hearing some of the other comments, but I wanted to throw that out there and kind of get your take.
That's to blame for whatever. I will turn that over my head as we hear the other comments.
Code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, and I have no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation, no additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ms. Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Transportation.
Jim Wolfenberger with Transportation. I only had some very minor comments as far as labeling limits of roadway cross-section application on the keyed map for the sheet that shows the cross-sections. That's it. And I can take delegation on that or defer to planning to check for that.
Okay. Planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbach. We had a previous comment that and Maggie previously reviewed the original submittal, and she noted in her memo that she reviewed key portions of the TIS and could not find adequate support for the conclusion that the amendments would result in less traffic and congestion than the land uses originally listed in the Level B plan. And she had questions for you that were, how do the original land use totals compare to the updated land use totals? And how was the decrease of 575,000 square feet of development calculated? And and Maggie, jump in here if you want, but
I just want to say, this is Maggie Gold. I just want to say, I believe those were the comments from the EPC staff planner.
Okay.
That we carried forward.
And if I could, this is Will Gleason, DPS, I can hopefully clarify this. So I actually dug into this last week. And there was a discrepancy on our part. We had the traffic study. Actually, the conclusion of the traffic study was that the campus itself is very low density, but the area that is planned around the campus, which is all future, nothing that's imminent at all, there's assumptions of a higher density of development. And then actually the overall square footage of the campus plus the additional future construction would actually be more than what was in the Level B plan. But it still results in a lower peak hour traffic calculation because of the nature of the movie studio operations, where it's not a 9-to-5 job. And so you don't have this big influx of people in the typical commute hours in the morning or in the evening. And so overall, it's actually more square footage, but the peak hour implications are lower.
Okay.
And I put that in the response. We are adding language to the Level B about that, and I know that we added some language to that in our responses that we sent out last week.
Thank you. So, and that's in the technical appendices, Mr. Gleason.
This is Will Gleason, DPS. Yes, Madam Chair, those are in the appendices.
Okay. Ms. Wolfenberger, do you have any comment on that?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Those comments had originally come from a discussion I had with APC planner, I think quite a while ago, several months ago, prior to the traffic study getting underway and finalized. We have reviewed the traffic study enough to be satisfied with what's presented here today.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, did you have anything further?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, I do not at this time.
Okay. Let me go back then to, well, let me clarify that for right now. So Mr. Gleason, are you still making a modification to the Level B plan as part of this amendment process regarding the what you just discussed in terms of the total square footage and travel during the peak hour?
This is Will Gleason, DPS. Madam Chair, that's actually in the Stantec traffic study. And so we've asked them to clarify that in their executive summary so that that rationale is clear and is consistent throughout the document. So, and that would be, that would accompany the Level B amendment, but it's not, it would be part of the technical appendix to it.
Okay.
And so, and maybe I can clarify a little further. Said,
so, okay. And Ms. Wolfenberger, is that acceptable for transportation?
Mr. Wolfenberger with Transportation, yes. While we're working through that traffic study still, we'll make sure that the adequate notes are in there according to what Mr. Gleason has asked them to do.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let me go back to Mr. Carter, who's finding himself on the hot seat here today.
This is a blame for the Water Authority. I think with the comments that I had, I'm prepared to accept delegation on those items if it's available. Thank you.
Okay. With that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for an EPC site plan sign-off. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed. And if planning needs to...
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry to jump in, but I just want to clarify, there is nothing, I don't believe there is anything to for the DRB to sign. And so I just want to clarify the delegation process here because there's nothing to sign. I don't believe.
Okay. And Madam Chair, if I could.
Go ahead, Mr.
If I could jump in. What we had done in the prior amendment to the Level B master plan was on the inside cover to include a sign-off sheet from DRB that showed the, well, where is that? That's
this is Chair Wolfley. I know what you mean. Yes. It's in the physical copy. It may not have made it into this digital copy. I know exactly what you mean. And Ms. Gould, that sounds like a good path to me.
This is Maggie Gould. Yeah, I think if the applicant wants to put that together, that along with the notice of decision, I think will carry everything forward.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let me repeat, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for an EPC site plan sign-off. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine for the Water Authority. I vote for approval with delegation to the Water Authority for receipt and approval by the Water Authority of the Associated Stantec Netflix Water and Sewer Study Final Report, along with the map and table clarifications as described in the case comments and transcript. Thank you.
Very clear, Mr. Carter. Let's keep voting. We're at code enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with code enforcement. I approve.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, hydrology, I approve.
Dean Wolfenberger with transportation, I approve and give delegation to planning to check for labeling on the keyed map for the sheet on the road cross sections to label couplet 2-3 and level B boundary. Thank you.
Okay, and planning approves and accepts responsibility for the item that transportation just stated. And I think that's all. And final sign off. Okay, I'm just nervous. Did I miss anything, staff?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, I think we're good. We'll just need to have a revised amended master plan sent to me with that sign off sheet included in there, like the original master plan did have. And I'll distribute once, of course, these conditions for Water Authority are addressed, then and for transportation, we can sign off. Yeah.
Okay. Let me announce the vote. There's a consensus vote to approve item 13, project number 2020-5684, application number SI 2021-1516. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM, with delegation to Water Authority and planning for, we'll just say 12 weeks to address the issues just stated. And that's just to give you a wide window to work in if you need it.
Appreciate it.
All right. Team Decker-Perch Sabatini, Bohannon Houston, you got it across the finish line, okay?
Piece by piece.
And I'm sure, thank you very much.
Congratulations. We recognize the substantial work that has gone into this amendment and appreciate your work. And we'll just finish up those last items and get it all signed off.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I would like to know if the board would like to entertain a motion to recess until 11:15.
Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Gene Wolfenberger, I second the motion.
Please vote.
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. So there's a consensus vote of the DRB to recess until 11:15. During that time, please turn off your cameras, mute yourselves, and enjoy an opportunity to stand up and stretch. Thank you.